Turning to the United States, Hillary Clinton's campaign team is scrambling to play down her health scare after the Democratic presidential nominee fell ill at a 9/11 memorial. Her campaign says she has no medical ailments other than pneumonia and that Mrs. Clinton will return to the campaigning as early as midweek. The incident has given her rival, Donald Trump, a new opening to question her fitness for the nation's highest office. Both candidates have now pledged to release additional details on their health in the coming days as the race for the White House heats up with just 8 weeks to go till Election Day.
For more on this, we're joined on the phone by our chief U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, pneumonia, what else do we know about Mrs. Clinton's health?
Well, precious little, to be honest, Keith, and that's why there is so much pressure on the Clinton team now to publish more information about Hillary Clinton's health record. Up until now, they have published a two-page briefing which speaks about some of the treatment she received after she suffered a concussion in December 2012 while she was Secretary of State, but it leaves open a number of questions about the treatment that she may still be receiving with regard to that concussion injury. There is, as you know, a whispering campaign being promulgated of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories surrounding Hillary Clinton's health, with the New York Post newspaper, never favorable to the Clintons to begin with, reporting in its late edition today that Hillary Clinton was deliberately not taken to an emergency room in New York because she and her campaign aides wanted to avoid any spreading of information about her health record, that decision being made in New York on Sunday after she suffered what appeared to be a near collapse during the September the 11th anniversary commemorations. The problem that the Clinton team now has is, first of all, this was the day when Hillary Clinton's health became a mainstream and legitimate political issue on the election campaign trail. And secondly, that their failure to be transparent last Friday, when she was first diagnosed with pneumonia and put on a course of antibiotics to clear it up, raises questions going forward about any information that they choose to make public. How, for example, will anybody be able to verify for certain that they are being fully transparent when they publish more details of Hillary Clinton's health record? And it was notable over the last few hours that it wasn't just Hillary Clinton's critics who were assailing the campaign, but also some prominent Democrats, including David Axelrod, the architect of Barack Obama's election victory back in 2008, who took to social media to argue that the Clinton team has, as he put it, a penchant for privacy that is creating ongoing problems for Mrs. Clinton's bid for the White House. So this has not been a good day for Hillary Clinton, and it comes after several other bad days. She needs to turn this around, but in order to do that, she has to recover and get back on the campaign trail.
Indeed. So, Simon, regarding the pneumonia diagnosis, why would they want to hide it?
Well, I'd love to be able to answer that question, Keith. There is, as David Axelrod noted, an almost obsessive degree of concern about Mrs. Clinton's privacy, and we don't quite know why that's the case beyond the fact that this is someone who has spent 25-plus years in the public eye and has not, by tradition, always benefited from opening up to the media and telling them everything that she has going on in the background. I mean, the extraordinary thing about this is there was no real way that they were going to be able to hide this for very long from the American public if you believe that they were genuinely planning to provide more information about Mrs. Clinton's health between now and Election Day, because were they planning, as they had said last week, to publish more details about her health and the background to it, presumably we would all have seen that suddenly on the campaign trail she had been diagnosed with pneumonia. And that, of course, is the problem about all of this for the Clinton team. It plays into questions about her trustworthiness, her credibility, and the transparency of the campaign. Questions that many voters say, a growing number of voters say in opinion polls, trouble them about Hillary Clinton, even though she has already provided more information about her health than Donald Trump has provided about his.
Supposing Mrs. Clinton's health problems force her out of the race, who would be there to fill her shoes?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that's a huge supposition. She has, and, you know, she's been on Twitter herself in the last couple of hours saying that she is recovering. She's raring to go, and she can't wait to get on the campaign trail. And those tweets were personally signed by Hillary Clinton. She's sending Bill Clinton out to California to fill in for her at a couple of campaign events over the next couple of days, and we think we'll see her on the campaign trail later this week. However, were she to suffer a serious health reverse and find herself in a position where she could not continue as candidate, there would be a process that theoretically could result in the Democratic Party's convention being called back into session to pick an alternative candidate. Obviously, names that are being discussed here include Vice President Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, who Hillary Clinton beat in the primary contest earlier this year. No Democrat is having that conversation publicly. No one for a moment appears to be preparing for any kind of transition to another political candidate. But the mere fact that these conversations are taking place in the background is another indicator of how significant that clip of cell phone video captured by a passerby in New York on Sunday and seen around the world showing Hillary Clinton stumbling. It just gives you a sense of the kind of questions that are coming up in the backs of people's minds, given the concerns about Hillary Clinton's health and that persistent cough that she's demonstrated on the campaign trail that had previously existed.
Simon, Mrs. Clinton is 68, Mr. Trump is 70. If we were to cut through the narrative that's emerged of all the health problems or the health scare that Mrs. Clinton has, how much should either candidate's health report really matter in this whole scenario?
Well, I think it's a really important question. And, you know, it's far from clear that there are voters out there who are going to be saying to themselves, heavens, Hillary Clinton has come down with pneumonia. Right, in that case, I'm going to go and vote for Donald Trump instead. But there's a couple of reasons why this issue of the health record of these candidates matter. I mean, first of all, you've pointed out their age. If Donald Trump is elected to the presidency, he'll be the oldest president ever to take office when he walks through the doors of the Oval Office for the first time. Hillary Clinton at 68 isn't far behind him. So there are questions about health that would not necessarily have arisen when you were looking at a younger man like Barack Obama running for office. Also, the United States has a slightly tortuous history with all of this. Remember John F. Kennedy's Addison's disease was never disclosed to the American public. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's use of a wheelchair as a result of polio was never, during the course of his presidency, disclosed to the American public. And, you know, in a political system where people like to think that it's all about transparency, providing information about your health records, as providing information about your tax records, something that Donald Trump has not yet done. These are considered sort of landmark moments during the course of a presidential election campaign. And, of course, that videotape is very damaging to Hillary Clinton because it raises questions that the campaign still has not fully answered about whether she is indeed fit to occupy the office. And Donald Trump hasn't come close to answering questions about his own health record, though he insists that he will be publishing further information based on a physical examination that he underwent just last week. We should be getting those results published in a couple of days' time.
Simon Marks, thank you so much for providing your insight for us this morning. Simon Marks, our chief U.S. correspondent, speaking with us on the phone.